Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. I'm Dustin Hockensmith here with Greg Pickle. Continue our look ahead at Penn State's 2018 season. This is a series, the second part of it. I'm calling season makers, which is another way of saying maybe breakout picks, but really looking at guys at various positions who their ability to take the next step will ultimately define Penn State's chances this season. And this is a unique situation for Penn State because I think they've got a higher than usual number of guys that they're hoping can take the next step in their development and play bigger roles than they ever have. I don't want to say breakout isn't entirely accurate because some of these guys have been on the scene for a little bit, but moving into bigger roles and how that shapes their positions. So the focus this week is on defensive line and linebackers looking inside the run box there. And I don't think I think you got to start at linebacker for sure, especially with the news within the past week that Manny Bowen is back on the roster. I don't know if there's a bigger season maker on the entire roster, defense, offense, linebacker, whatever, than Manny Bowen, because if he is the Manny Bowen of old, it brings great stability to a situation that was really an unknown going into camp.
Yeah, I mean, again, I go back to what I said on Monday's show, which is that Penn State is really in a tricky spot here because he might be their best linebacker. He might be a guy that can change the season. Could also rub a lot of guys the wrong way if you bring this dude that's been kicked off the team, or I'm sorry, kicked off the team once, suspended for at least a game twice, and he missed three games at the end of the 2017 season.
Two plus bowl
the Fiesta
games.
Bowl. Two bowl games because he missed the Rose Bowl as well. I mean, I think you risk rubbing a lot of guys the wrong way if you just welcome him back with open arms and play. I mean, James Rankin can say all he wants about December graduation and we do things for the right reason. You can't dispute him. You can't argue with him. But you can certainly draw the line to the other side of it, which is the right reason might be it gives Penn State the best chance to win. And everyone's happy when Penn State wins, fans, players, and coaches alike. So I think it's a hard spot out of the gate just because I think that, again, if you're Penn State, you kind of have to be careful about not rubbing guys the wrong way and making it almost seem okay to, you know, break the team rules and do all this stuff. But as long as you work your way back and, oh, by the way, you play a position of need, it might all work out for you in the end. So a little bit of a slippery slope. I do agree with you, though. He is a key part of this season. And if he can buy back in, if his teammates can buy back into him, and he can show up and play the way he did the last 2 years when he was on the field, he's been incredibly productive. So time will tell.
How about the defensive tackle rotation? Because you're replacing Parker Cothran and Curtis Cothran. You're replacing both your starters, but you have guys who are relatively proven in Robert Windsor and Kevin Givens. I think they both have more to offer than they've shown. They have enough experience to believe that they can firm up those starting jobs. And I think there's a scenario where there is some addition by subtraction that those guys can do a better job maybe than Parker Cothran and Curtis Cothran. If they both reach their max potential right away, those aren't really the issues. I'm curious your thoughts on what their upside is for sure, but really the season makers is going to come down to how the depth fills out below them. Antonio Shelton is one guy whose name I've circled as can kind of change the narrative of that defensive tackle rotation.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that has all the offseason buzz, right? I mean, Ellison Jordan is a guy that has really, I think, shown us that he might eventually, if healthy, be good. But unfortunately, he just hasn't been able to ever put it together on the field. So I don't know what to think when it comes to him and his production. I do think that eventually we will see Antonio Shelton have a pretty big role in this defense. I just think that he's a guy that we've heard too much about, much like in another part of the defense, Donovan Johnson. He's a guy we've heard too much about this offseason for him to not have a role. So Antonio Shelton would be my dark horse pick. I wish I knew more about Kevin Givens and Robert Windsor. I mean, both have been around for so long, but I don't know. Am I off by saying it just feels like we don't know much about these two guys? I mean, they've made some plays. They've been around. They filled in the gaps here and there. Kevin Givens is obviously a more interesting story than Windsor. He's just kind of plugged along while Givens moved positions and walked up and all that. But I don't know, man. I just wish we knew more about these guys going into the season.
So I think Windsor is a more talented player than Parker Cothran at his core. Parker Cothran brought a lot of experience, and you know, I think ultimately the job is to gobble up some blocks and make a handful of plays. I don't think he's a guy who is going to be a big factor rushing the passer from the inside. I don't think they're going to ask him to do that. But I think that's where maybe Kevin Givens and some of these other guys can come into play. Givens, you say he's a more interesting story, and he is, but it's part because he was built up a lot, and he has shown flashes of it. The big challenge, I think, going into this year will be to not just show flashes of it, but to bring it every single down.
Yeah.
So that's the you know, I'm a little bit less concerned or less thinking about that consistency type issue with Robert Windsor, and more looking at if Kevin Givens is everything that we've believed he could be, then you know, that changes the complexion of the defensive tackle rotation too.
Yeah, no question about it. So, you know, I just think that when Penn State leaves camp in August, it must know a couple of things at the defensive line. It must know exactly what it has in Sharif Miller, and whether or not, like we think, or at least like I think, like he's going to be a game wrecker in 2018. If that's not the case, who is going to be? Because one thing, for all the flack the offensive line has received, there's times the defensive line hasn't shown up either. And there's times when these guys just have not gotten a pass rush when they needed it the most. So I think there's some questions there. It looks like the best defensive end group that Franklin has had. There's obviously questions at tackle. One thing we haven't gotten into, well, it's two that sort of go together. Damian Barber, does his move inside mean he'll make the rotation? And will P.J. Mustipher or Judge Culpepper find their way into things? That's another question as well.
Yeah, you're right. And as far as this conversation goes, it's about perception of those positions and how that perception can change with certain developments. And one of the, I think the biggest development looking at tackles is, you know, the true freshman, Fred Hansard as a redshirt freshman, Damian Barber as a redshirt freshman, there are going to be young players occupying parts of that six-man rotation. The question is, what parts are they going to occupy, and can some of these guys who have been on campus for a year or two hold off a guy like P.J. Mustipher or Judge Culpepper,
right,
who are very talented. They're young, but they are put together, and physically they are where they need to be right now.
Yeah. I mean, I was blown away by, and Mustipher, like, I was not blown away by him, and maybe it's
he
just
showed up
fair,
as advertised.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, you knew what he was going to show up and look like, and he showed up and looked like it. So, yeah. I mean, I just wasn't stunned by what he showed up as. But Culpepper, I think, really blew me away, because he was a guy that has all of a sudden really balked up and really looks the part. And I know we talked before about the fact that he was a three-star, because we saw him, and I think the analysts saw him as a quote-unquote tweener. But he looks like an inside guy now, and it looks like he is filled out in a way that could allow him to play from the jump.
And it's not to dismiss Aeneas Hawkins. He's at 6'2", 291. So both Hawkins and Culpepper were listed in the 260 to 265-pound range as high school prospects. Mm-hmm. They were viewed as not undersized, but as needing to fill out their frames, which was a big variable in their development. But the fact that both of them showed up, Culpepper 296, Hawkins at 291. Hawkins also had the knee issue, so it makes me believe he won't be as ready. But they've got a good group of young defensive tackles. It's just a matter of who emerges and when. Mustipher is a great bet because of his wrestling experience, the fact that he carries 305 so well, uses his hands well. I'll be curious to see what they do in that rotation. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to the 2018 football season for Penn State and looking at breakout candidates at the D-line and linebacker positions. The defensive ends, boy, I mean, I feel like this entire group is on the verge of something a lot bigger than what we've seen. It's mainly because they took their lumps last year. I think Sharif Miller, I think you could call 2017 a breakout in some respects. But he is on the verge of probably bigger things. Shane Simmons, same deal. Shaka Tony, same deal. Yuter Gross Matos, Daniel Joseph. You know, Ryan Buchholz, we've seen some good things from him, but is greatness on the horizon for him. Who's going to emerge and kind of separate themselves in this rotation? How deep are they going to go? The defensive end, they've got some good questions to answer at that spot.
Big camp for Daniel Joseph for me. Maybe the biggest camp, maybe the biggest opportunity of any of these guys, because I fear and feel that if he does not make a move in this camp, he's going to get passed over. Penn State's just recruiting way too well. He's been banged up a little bit, inconsistent with practice from my understanding, and I think that he just needs to get out there and go through a full camp, much like Michael Mennett did last year and this year, to get him ready for a starting job. So we'll see. One note, Torrence Brown won't be ready for camp. You just have to wonder if he's going to be ready to play at all. I mean, I just think we're at a point now where he had a pretty horrific knee injury a year ago, and it's been very difficult to recover from. And you just have to wonder, Dustin, if he actually will end up making the grade and playing this season. I don't know. I would say 50-50 at best, if I was more like probably 40 or 60-40 to no.
Yeah. I think if Torrence Brown were 100%, didn't have an injury issue, still had this year of eligibility left, you have to kind of wonder. His experience would have bought him a prominent spot in the rotation,
right?
Because trust and consistency, all that stuff works in his favor. But you have to wonder if the overall talent and the readiness of some of these younger guys were if the position were to pass him by this year anyway.
Yeah.
So if he's a fraction of himself, you know, if he's 80% or 70% of himself, if he does come back at all, I think it's safe to say or believe or assume that he's going to be a little further down in the rotation anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's a testament to the position more so than it is an indictment of him.
Yeah. So, I mean, you put it all together, and I just, like I said, have a hard time believing that we'll see him on the field this fall. Again, things can certainly change, and we know that it's the case. But I don't know. I don't see it, Dustin. Not this year.
Let me ask you about linebackers quick. Who's the number one guy or one or two guys who you believe Penn State needs them to break out? Could be a freshman, could be one of these other guys who've lurked behind the scenes a little bit. I'll say Cam Brown to some extent, Jake Cooper to some extent. Ellis Brooks is a guy who'll be a redshirt freshman. Jan Johnson is a walk-on who was a really good wrestler, a good athlete. Who do you think needs to break out for Penn State's linebackers to be what we hope they can be?
Well, I mean, Cole Farmer, I guess you can't pick, but
not break out,
but consistently be the leader of that group. I need to see that.
Was I wrong in wishing I had seen more from him last year?
Absolutely. You absolutely. No, you absolutely. That's an absolutely valid point. You wish you could have seen more from him. I'm going to go with Parsons, too. I mean, again, five-star recruit. They played and they succeeded. Every school in the country. Penn State finally gets one. He needs to be what he is said to be and make an impact this fall.
Yeah, for that group to reach its upside, I think, for sure. He is an interesting bird, Brent Price said. We have one more quarter to go here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Take a stand. We're going to be challenged, Greg and I, and we're going to be judged accordingly. So stick around for that.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.